Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Today is Monday, 5th of February, 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be a master almighty authority, one with all powers, who experiences receiving touchings from God with the power of your divine intellect. A divine intellect is referred to as the power of the intellect, and it is with this power of the intellect that you are able to catch all the powers from the Father and become a master almighty authority. There is the power of a scientific intellect, which is a worldly intellect, and it can therefore only think of this world and its matter. You have the power of a divine intellect, which enables you to experience godly attainments. When you have a divine intellect, you can feel pure godly touchings and experience success. With the power of a divine intellect, you can defeat Maya when she attacks you. So in today's blessing, Baba is telling us to have divine intellect. When you have divine intellect, four things happen. What are the four things? First, Paramatma Shakti. Second, Paramatma Prapti. Third, Paramatma Touching. And fourth, you become Mayajit. So these are the four things that happen when you have divine intellect. The first is, you gain all powers from the Almighty Father. Powers, Shakti. When you have this Buddhibal, when you have this divine intellect, when you have this power of the intellect, you attain all the divine powers from the Almighty Authority. That is the first thing. Second thing is all Paramatma Prapti, all divine or godly attainments with the help of this divine intellect. Baba is giving an example here, just as scientific intellect is there. And in fact, it is a sansari buddhi. It's a worldly intellect. And that's why it can think only of the world and its matter. But yours is not worldly intellect. Yours is divine intellect. And with this divine intellect, you gain all the powers from God. Godly powers. Second, all the godly attainments, prapti. And third, all pure touchings. This is such a beautiful thing here. Pure godly touchings. And you experience success on basis of that. And fourth thing is, you become Mayajit. So, godly power, godly attainment, godly touching and Mayajit. These are the four things happen. The focus is on godly touchings. Pure godly touchings. In this life, we have to take so many decisions. In this life, we have to plan. In this life, we have to decide every now and then, judge every now and then. And we need some divine power for this. That's why Baba is saying, when your intellect is divine, you automatically receive divine touchings. There was one Avyakta Murli, where Baba has asked one question, how do you know that this is Baba's touching and it's your own touching? And Baba had given three answers, whether it is Baba's touching or your own touching, how will you know? There was an Avyakta Murli where this question was asked, and Baba answered this three ways. There are three methods, three ways in which you will know that this is Baba's touching and not your own touching. So how do you know that? Baba's touching would be very, very powerful. It will be very, very powerful. It will be so powerful that you on your own can never have such powerful touching. One. Second, there would not be an iota of doubt in that touching. You know that I have to do this alone. You are not in two minds. You are not in dilemma. But you know that this is, first, it is most powerful. Second, not a trace of doubt in that touching. You know that this has to be done because I got the touching. And this has to be done like that. This is a touching from God. There is not a trace, an iota of doubt, suspicion. Then it is Baba's touching. Third, it meets with success. Undeniably. It is undebated thing. It leads to success. Success is sure shot result of that touching. And if you say, this was my touching and Baba, it is your touching and you claim that this was Baba's touching and then you meet with failure and then you say, I don't know why, how it happened. It was Baba who touched me, but if had it been Baba who touched you, it would not have met with failure. So probably it was your own touching only, which you are saying or proclaiming as Baba's touching. So whenever it is Baba's touching, three things, these are Baba's avyakta versions. First, very powerful. Second, no doubt. And third, success. These three things will happen. But now the question is, how to make ourselves an able instrument to receive Baba's touching? When we will receive Baba's touching? Not every time, not every day it happens, but once in blue moon. But if it is happening once in a while, what we should do so that it happens every day? And it happens. So what is the method? Clean and clear intellect. Yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, Sachai, because you have narrated all your weaknesses in such an honest manner, that's why Baba is happy with you. And second, last line of the Murli, first Murli, Baba said, you can hide anything from the world, but you cannot hide anything from the Father. You cannot. Nothing is hidden from Him. That's why reveal yourself in front of Him. Don't try to hide anything. Don't try to masquerade your illnesses, your weaknesses. But tell Him, this is what I am. Whole, naked, without trying to cover the truth, without trying to modify or distort the truth. So, cleanliness of heart. Be honest with Him. Be transparent with Him. Paradarshita, transparency. Rather than trying to mask things, try to be transparent. Have a very transparent relationship. Then you receive touchings. Next is plain intellect. Baba often says, sit in front of Baba with plain buddhi, with plain intellect, without any thoughts. So plain intellect, without any thought, don't clutter the intellect with multiple things. Just declutter it. Sit with a plain intellect as if you don't know anything, as if a small child. Yesterday also Baba said, you become Balak Samadhik, you become from child to master. That is the first step. Even before becoming egoless, incorporeal or viceless. Even before these three, this is the first step. Balak Samadhik and instrument. And then these three things happen and then you become Nirbhay. So, plain intellect. And then, as brother rightly said, feeling of surrender. You surrender with your intellect. Then only touching will happen. When you are holding on to your intellect, touching will not come to you. You have to surrender. You have to submit yourself. Total unconditional surrender. Total unconditional surrender. Plain intellect, clean intellect, and loss of I-ism, I-hood. You have to remove this I from there. Kabir has rightly said, when Kabir is there, He is not there. And when He is there, main nahi, I am not there now. When Hari is there, That time I am not there. When I am there, he is not there. But when he is there, I am not there. Two cannot be there. It is always one. So when Hari is there, Mainahi. I have been eliminated. So this I, eliminate it. And then sit in front of him. Surrender and then sit in front of him. Have plain intellect, then sit in front of him. Have clean intellect, be transparent. Don't hide anything. That time, pure touching would descend upon the land of your intellect. That time, that seed would be sown. And that time, the new sapling would arise of touching. And that would definitely bear the fruit of success. So this happens. So again we will revise today's Vardhan. Today's blessing is divine intellect. Four things happen. First, powers. All the powers you attain from the Almighty Authority. Second, attainments. You attained all things, all attainments, all treasures. This is your adhikar, yesterday's Murli, remember. You are adhikar, you are hakdar. You are the one who claimed the right. You have got taj, takht, tilak and rajya. You have got the taj, you have got the throne, you have got the crown, you have got the tilak. You have got the kingdom, the sovereignty. Everything is your birthright. The moment you become child, you get all these four things. So, prapti, attainment, second. Third, touchings, godly touchings, divine touchings, heavenly touchings, celestial touchings, unearthly touchings, extraterrestrial touchings. So, touchings, pure touchings, unstained touchings, unadulterated, uncorrupted, uncontaminated touchings. If you want to receive, then you have to sit with, I have said five things. First, how to get pure touchings from Father? First, clean intellect. Plain intellect. Transparency. Not to hide anything. Remove of I and surrender. When you have these four, five things, that time touching will come unto you. And fourth thing happens because of divine intellect is happening. You become conqueror of Maya. So this is today's blessing. May you be a master almighty authority, one with all powers, who receives, who experiences receiving touchings from God with the power of your divine intellect. Om Shanti.